Encyclopedia.
My favorite.
I wrote a song. Encyclopedia. Sing it with me.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah, I was going to write the song, but then once you say the word encyclopedia two times, you have to think of a word that sounds like encyclopedia.
What do you mean?
Well, a song, the words have to rhyme, right? The words have to sound the same, like it sounds similar. Right, roses are red, violets are blue. Encyclopedia, what sounds like encyclopedia? I saw a media. No, that doesn't work.
I'm not a...
See, we're working on this. But as we write our encyclopedia song, which will soon be the number one hit all over the world, like Gangnam Style, everyone will be doing the encyclopedia dance. No. We're going to talk about sports. Yeah, some sports and how we play them and some of the things that we use to play sports that many people play every day.
It's my favorite, badminton.
Oh, I thought you said encyclopedia.
Oh.
Encyclopedia.
A plus encyclopedia.
Sports. Badminton fun facts.
What kind of feathers do people use to make badminton shuttlecocks? A. Goose feathers. B. Chicken feathers. C. Dove feathers. The answer is A. Goose feathers. People use goose feathers to make badminton shuttlecocks. Each shuttlecock has 16 feathers. They must all come from the goose's left wing and be the same size. That's because feathers on the left wing have a certain shape. If you mix feathers from both wings, or if they're different sizes, the shuttlecock won't fly properly. Today, plastic shuttlecocks are becoming more and more popular. That is because they last longer than feather shuttlecocks.
Sports. Basketball. Basketball. Baseball. Baseball. Tennis. Tennis. Soccer. Soccer. Bowling. Bowling.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Now.
Yes.
How much do you know about badminton?
I know everything about badminton.
Really?
Everything.
How many people do you need to play a badminton game?
500 is the perfect number.
500 people?
500 people.
Are you kidding me?
It'd be a very great game. No, badminton. I know badminton. You play it on a, you hit things like that. It's very fast. Right?
No, it's not table tennis.
No. It's I'm not playing table tennis.
Hey, what are you doing? Badminton's like
this. Well, I know, but I can't do that because I'll hit you in the face, and I don't want to do that.
So,
yeah, badminton I know, and you can play it one-on-one, or you can play it two-on-two.
Right.
But anything more is difficult.
How about one-on-two?
You could do that if the one was really good and the two were not so good.
Right. But my question today
is,
what kind of feathers... Do people use to make badminton balls? I mean shuttlecocks.
Oh, shuttlecocks.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the thing that you hit when you play badminton that goes back and forth. Yeah, that's right. It's not a ball, right? Balls are round. They bounce. You can kick them and push them along the ground or whatever. A shuttlecock is what we call the thing that you play with in badminton, okay? Other sports like tennis, sure, that's a ball. But in badminton, it's not. It's a shuttlecock. Another term you might hear is birdie.
Mm.
The birdie, B-I-R-D-I-E.
Birdie其实是小鸟的意思.
Both of those are the same thing. It's the thing that you hit when you play badminton. So, yeah, let's use this word, shuttlecock. What was the question? What
Our choices?
What?
Oh, just badminton 的那个。
What feathers?
Birdie 上面的羽毛呢，到底是用什么做的？
Okay, what kind of feathers?
对。
Okay, what are my choices? I'm thinking of one, I can see it in my mind.
A, goose feathers, 鹅毛，还是 B, chicken feathers, 鸡毛， or C, dog feathers, 鸽子的羽毛呢？
Okay, so A was goose feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Goose. B was
chicken.
Chicken feathers. And C was dog feathers.
Dog.
Dogs don't fly.
No, I say dog.
Oh, dove.
Dog.
That one. Oh, okay. A dove. Another word for dove is like pigeon, right? We also use that word.
What, gray color?
Yeah, it's the same bird. P-I-G-E-O-N.
Was it all pigeon?
Did you know actually the real name for a pigeon is actually a rock dove?
Rock dove? What do you mean?
That's what you mean
rock?
No, it's because it's the color of rocks, right?
No.
It's called a rock dove.
Rock doesn't look gray.
Rocks are gray. Anyway, so goose feathers, chicken feathers or dove feathers. Okay, that's a tricky one.Let's see, what do we know? Goose feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, goose have two types of feathers, right? They have the long ones outside that they fly with.
Right, right.
And then the really soft ones inside to keep them warm.
Mm.
We use those feathers in pillows.
Right, right.
But the outside feathers, the strong ones, those would seem to be very good, you know, to keep in this sort of shuttlecock shape. Chicken feathers? I don't know. Yeah, chickens don't fly.So I don't think their feathers would be very strong, right? And
dove feathers.
I don't know, because you'd have to just catch the, because we don't eat doves, right? I mean, people do, but not very much. So you're going to catch the doves and pull their feathers off just to make badminton shuttlecocks? That doesn't sound like a very good way. So I would have to say, A, goose feathers, because we eat geese. We use some of their feathers in pillows, so why not use the other feathers?In badminton.
Good guess.
That's my guess.
Yeah, the answer is A. Goose feathers.
Goose feathers. There you go. Thank you, geese. It says people use goose feathers to make badminton shuttlecocks.
Right. Hmm. So why is that?
Well, I think because they're quite a bit stronger. They're longer. They're stronger than the other ones.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them. Think about how big a goose is, too.You can get many feathers from just one goose, whereas a dove is this big.
Right.
A goose can be like this big. A
chicken is smaller.
And the article tells us that you need a lot of feathers. It says each shuttlecock has 16 feathers. All right.
I haven't counted.
Well, you don't have to. We counted for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's 16.
16根吗?
And the feathers must all come from a goose's left wing. Left wing.Left for me, left for you, and be the same size.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, be the same size.
Yes.
This I can understand.
Yes, so they're all about this long or this long or
right,
this long,
right,
but
right.
They all have to be kind of the same.
Right.
Or,
a little bandit that
you
can change the
direction. Right, exactly, yes.
But why the left wing?
Well, that's easy, because you want the shuttlecock to spin as much as you can.
Why not right, the right wing?
Oh, why not the right? Well, you're from the same side, because, of course, you want them all to be the same, right? Because then it'll spin in the same direction. Why the left and not the right? That's a good question.
Yeah.
We should ask them to make one with the right wing feathers.
Hey, I thought you know everything about badminton.
I did, but I didn't say I know everything about shuttlecocks.
Oh.
It's different.
Okay.
It's different. But it says the feathers on the left wing have a certain shape,
mm-hmm.
a shape that the makers of the shuttlecocks and I guess the badminton players, they like that shape.
So I want to imagine how a goose fly, like, it uses left wing more or...
No. It uses its left wing more if it wants to go left or right.
Right.
It uses both of them. Yeah.
I think both wings are okay, but if you want to make a shuttlecock, you have to use feathers from the same wing.
Exactly. Always from the same wing. Mm-hmm. And it could just be that they started to do it on the from the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sports players, they like things to be the same. They don't want each shuttlecock to be a little different from
the other one.
Right? They want them all to be the same. So they know if I hit it this hard, it will go that far.
Right,
so maybe
it's
just, you know, they started doing them from the left. And because of that, they just have to continue doing them from the left. You know, could be like wire basketballs brown. Well, if you made them blue, all of a sudden people go, oh, it's so weird. It's different. I don't like it. Anyways, it says if you mix wet feathers from both wings, or if they're different sizes, of course, the shuttlecock won't fly properly.
No.
Right? Something that flies properly flies in the right way. That's what properly means, to do something in the right way. But it says, of course, today, plastic shuttlecocks are becoming more and more popular. Can you hear that?
I can hear that's
the geese going, woo-hoo!
But, you know, professionals prefer real shuttlecocks.
They do with the real feathers. Of course, the plastic ones are popular because they last longer than the feather ones. And also, if you get them dirty, if they ever fall in water, right, the plastic ones are much easier to clean and keep nice. And they're cheaper.
They don't feel the same.
Well, I think if you use one, you wouldn't notice a difference.
Of course.
I mean, if you always use the plastic ones, you would think that's normal. If you switched back and forth, that might be different. Like tennis players, you know, who play on grass and then play on like an inside place, it feels different. But after a while, you get used to it.
Okay.
Badminton players are smart. They can do it. They can handle it.
Really?
Yes. So which do you prefer? Do you prefer the plastic ones or the feathered ones?
The feathered ones.
The feathered ones when you play badminton, okay? Badminton is actually very interesting because it's one of the only sports that we play with a special kind of thing, right? We don't have a ball in badminton. And the other interesting thing is no other sport uses the shuttlecock, right? It's only in badminton. I can't think of another sport where they don't use something similar, you know, in something else. Everything from golf to football to tennis to soccer, they all use balls, right?
Mm-hmm. But different balls.
Different size balls, but it's still the same idea, right?
But it's
like, for
same
example,
idea.
If you didn't have a soccer ball and you used a basketball to play soccer, you could still play soccer, right? It would be a little different.
Oh.
The ball would bounce more. You could play soccer with a golf ball if you really wanted to, right? But try playing soccer with a badminton birdie, right? Try to play basketball with a badminton birdie. It won't bounce very far, right?
I see what you mean.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for our little story about badminton. Yeah. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something. And if you're a goose, we would just like to say thank you for the feathers from your left wing.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Anna, someone told me that you're, like, the world's best badminton player.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just interested in playing badminton.
But you do play badminton.
I play badminton.
Good for you.
That's why I prefer feathered birdies.
Is there a difference in the price if you're going to buy a shuttlecock or a birdie? If you buy the ones with the feathers or the ones with plastic, is one more expensive than the other one?
Of course, the feathered one.
How much more? Is it just a little bit more or
a little bit more?
A little bit more. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
But the feeling is...
It's different.
Really, really
very
different.
Very different. Yeah.
Very
there
different.
You go. Do you know which kinds they would use, like, in the Olympics or in, like, a very international, you know, the top badminton players
are
there?
Feathers.
They always use the feather ones.
Of course.
And
you know why?
Why is that?
Because a feathered shuttlecock flies fast in the beginning, and when it drops down, it slows down.
I see.
The speed in the whole process changes. But if you use a plastic one, that's pew, pew, pew.
Oh, it's
that's
kind of the same all the time.
Yeah, right.
Nobody likes that. Interesting.
Right.
It's amazing how fast the shuttlecock can go when they first hit it. But then you're right, it slows down very quickly. Very, very interesting. All right, so there you go. You've learned something about badminton. And we hope you have a really good time hitting your shuttlecock around on the badminton court. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
大家好，我是 Evita。 你们知道第一位登入月球的太空人是谁吗？没错，就是阿姆斯壮。他登上月球时说了一句话，而后成为了经典名言，那就是 That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind。 那是个人的一小步，却是人类的一大步。那一刻正是全地球人的突破和大跃进。While Armstrong is walking on the moon, everyone's over the moon at the good news. While Armstrong is walking on the moon, everyone is over the moon at the good news. Walking on the moon 当然是漫步月球，那么 be over the moon 难道也是在月球上吗？当然不是。这句话的意思是，当阿姆斯壮漫步月球的那一刻，大家都欣喜若狂。Over the moon 是欣喜若狂，为之雀跃的意思。据说这句话是源自于一首美国儿歌 The Diddle Diddle， 里面有一段歌词是这样的： The cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed to see such sport。 母牛跳过月亮，小狗看了笑呵呵。因为这段歌词，所以 over the moon 就衍生为开心的不得了的意思。最后我们再复习一次： We're over the moon at the good news, We're over the moon at the good news。我们为这个好消息欣喜若狂。好啦，那我们就明天见啦，拜拜。
刘姐，Let's have fried chicken tonight, 好饿。
Have, but we don't have fried chicken at home, 没有炸鸡啦。
一般如果要吃东西的话，我们当然会用 eat 这个动词。For example, I want to eat pizza for lunch today. 我今天午餐想吃披萨。那当然喝东西也很简单，我们都会用 drink 这个动词。For example, what would you like to drink? 你想喝点什么呢？可是你们有没有发现啊，好像外国人在口语上却比较常用 have 来取代 eat or drink。因此呢，像是我们常常问对方的假爸鬼，英文当然就是 Did you have breakfast or lunch or dinner yet? 这会比 Did you eat yet 更道地更口语哦。另外呢，像是点餐的时候，有没有发现我们都会说 I'll have 后面接餐点的名称，通常是不会用 I'll eat 什么什么。 For example, I'll have the steak please, 我想点牛排。同样的，如果要请人多吃一点，可以说Feel free to have some more, 请再多吃一点。这里的 have 当然就是跟 eat 一样的意思。那 eat 通常比较强调吃的动作，像是 eat slowly, don't eat too fast, or 吃的健康 eat healthy, 还有妈妈常常会提醒的 don't talk while you eat.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
哇，原来口语中的 have 竟然还可以用来指 drink or eat。 For example, let's have coffee together。 这里的 have 就等于 drink， 我们一起去喝咖啡吧。点餐的时候吃多半也是用 I'll have 来表示我要吃什么或者是我要喝什么哦。那 eat 这个字比较是用来强调吃的这个动作，像是如果妈妈说要细嚼慢咽，我们就会说 eat slowly。
Plus Encyclopedia.
Sports. Badminton fun facts.
What kind of feathers do people use to make badminton shuttlecock? A. Goose feathers. B. Chicken feathers. C.Dove feathers. The answer is A. Goose feathers. People use goose feathers to make badminton shuttlecocks. Each shuttlecock has 16 feathers. They must all come from the goose's left wing and be the same size. That's because feathers on the left wing have a certain shape.If you mix feathers from both wings, or if they're different sizes, the shuttlecock won't fly properly. Today, plastic shuttlecocks are becoming more and more popular. That is because they last longer than feather shuttlecocks.